Hey, this is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendo Man.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
What's going on, Phil?
Whew. It's hot. That's going on.
I know. It's going to be like, it says it's going to be in the hundreds all weekend, so it's another weekend staying inside.
Yep.
Beat the heat.
Our electricity bill has been unholy as of late.
Oh my gosh, dude. I just got my electric bill. It was $160. Ugh. Because my AC has been, like, as soon as I get home, man, it's on.
It has to be.
And it stays on.
Well, the good news is next week, it's supposed to rain in the middle of the week, so, at least up here.
Need some rain down here, man.
Yeah.
Need rain.
This has been weather on Radio Brendo Man.
Like, what are you going to do when they increase the, like, water restrictions? Are you going to have to let your orchard suffer?
Well, I've already, like, toned it down quite a bit as far as what we do with the watering. Next, I'm cutting off the lawn. That's going next.
Are you going to put, like, rocks in there?
Well, I mean, I'll still have it there. I'm just not watering it, and we'll see what happens. So, it might die a little bit, and we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, like, robust, so I'm hoping it'll just kind of stick it out, you know, but
yeah,
we'll see. So, yeah, it's already, I mean, you know, we're trying to cooperate and be cool. The good thing is, though, that, like, the one thing you are allowed to water is something that produces food, you know, fruit, food.
That's good.
That kind of thing, so.
Well, that makes sense, because, like, it's serving a purpose. And
right, so it's not, we're not
certainly
just
feeding you and your family.
Right.
You guys eat enough fruit.
Whereas, like, the lawn obviously does not really serve a purpose other than to be a lawn, so.
I mean, geez, you need it. Stay regular.
But we've already cut down quite a bit, and it's, everything seems to be hanging on, but, you know, we're not, like, completely dependent upon it to survive, so it's, you know, whatever. But, yeah, kind of crazy. Figs are the only thing right now. What's that?
Man, it's like it won't stay below 74 degrees.
Oh. Yeah, it's bad.
Not 77. That's crazy talk. That's what they said.
That's what 77. They say. 77.
No. That's crazy. I can't.
That's me in my underwear.
I'm like uncomfortable with 77. Like, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'd rather it be 69 in the house, but, you know.
Oh, dude, that'd be
nice.
I don't even know if I could get it that.
Ours will do it, because I've accidentally left it on a couple of times, and I don't know.
I left mine on for like a day, and it couldn't get below like 72.
Yeah. Well, I paid for it, though, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So
one time when I was, remember when I was living in that palatial mansion?
Yes.
It was my friend's parents' house. And they went away on vacation, and I was dumb enough to invite my brother and his friends over. And somebody, it was not me, turned on the heat. And then left it on for like the whole rest of the time, like till they got back, which was like over a week. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it cost those people like hundreds of, if not thousands of dollars.
I'm sure they were glad they had you house sitting after all that.
Also ate a bunch of their food. Which had never been a big deal up to that point, but they had been gone for like 2 weeks, and then when they got back, it was bad. I feel bad about that whole, like, I really took advantage of those people.
Well, I never understood the whole house-sitting thing anyway.
It wasn't house-sitting. I was straight up just living there.
You were just living there. No, but
and
I mean, like,
For a while, they, oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, hey, let's have a guy.
Pay some dude
just
to hang out at our house and eat our food. I used to do
like,
it all the
that
time for
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but, like, what do you, I don't understand. Unless you have a pet, Like, yeah. You don't need that. I can understand somebody
taking
there.
Care of animals or watering like a yard kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I didn't do any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done it too, where you just hang out at the house and.
Like, staying at Mike's was always like, I could see that because he had dogs. So it was like taking care of dogs.
There's
like,
a purpose there.
Other times I've asked them, like, what.
Do they
why
think
do you want
that
me
your
here?
Body being there is going to make it less likely to get broken into or something?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because I can tell you maybe. Right now, I'd be the first one to like, okay, take everything.
Take everything you want. This isn't my house. Yeah. Even if this was my house, I would still let you take everything you
want.
I have
no emotional attachment to anything. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know. I was a 19-year-old kid who didn't want to live with his mom.
Yeah, that should have been their first clue.
Well, I mean, like, they were doing it out because, like, I was supposed to pay rent, and I think I paid rent, like, once.
And you had a laundry chute. That was the best thing.
I did have a laundry chute, and it would magically... Dude, that was nuts.
Isn't that the place where they had the vacuum things in the wall,
yes.
too?
Yes. They had vacuum things in the wall. They had, like, a crazy Bose state-of-the-art home theater.
Yeah,
I remember when you came over, we stayed up, like, super
we
late
watched a
watching
bunch
movies.
Of stuff. Well, True Romance and...
And then I it. Dug up... I remember that was when I dug up, like, I still had, like, some of my old, like, video film tapes, because I remember showing you some of that.
Oh dude. Just,
I don't even know what happened to that stuff. That place there was some gold in there.
So, we got some reader mail this week.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, that was also when...
Oh, you got more.
I showed you and Matt... What game was that? It was like a version of Breakout, but it was like...
On PlayStation?
No, it was on the computer.
Oh,
I remember Matt just stayed up in my room the whole
time
playing
that
game. What was that game? It was like 3D X-Ball, I think. It was or something like that.
I don't know. I don't think I ever got to play it because I think Matt
was
like hogging it the whole time.
Game, but it was like you could... Yeah, it had like crazy power-ups.
Yeah.
And, like, all kinds of different levels. And it was, like, some free...
Well, we went in the jacuzzi there, too.
Oh, yeah. They also have, like, a super nice pool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was palatial estate. Because what had happened was they already had, like, a pretty big house, and it was nice, but it was older. And then there was a big fire, and their house burned down. And then, like, they got a ton of insurance money. And when they built, like, a freaking mansion.
Well, might as well, I guess.
Yeah. So that's like that area. Whenever you see a brand new house in that area, it's because the old one burned
down. They all burned down. Well, the fact that Matt and I spent that much time there while you were house sitting just goes to show. Because I know I came down at least twice.
Yep.
So.
Well, you came down like once just during the normal, like, when it wasn't just me. Like, you just came once. I remember you came once and then. Because I was, and you helped me, like, I remember you showed me how to make, because I was starting to cook for myself.
Yeah.
And you showed me how to make spaghetti sauce.
That's right. My
taught
famous
me a secret.
Spaghetti sauce. I can't reveal my recipe or anything, but I do make some pretty spectacular sauce.
Yeah. And, man. Just thinking about those times. I can't believe I ever thought that, like, I had a hard life. like, I didn't have to do anything. I lived at that house. I went to community college. I had, like, an easy job where I pretty much did nothing. I mean, I wasn't did nothing, but, like, because, like, that was when I was working at Target, and then later on quit Target, and then I worked at Circuit City in the warehouse, and that was, like, super cush job for a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, man.
If we only knew how easy we had it back then.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think we did a pretty good job during college.
We did all right.
We stayed up super, super late.
We took very good advantage of the time that we had.
Yeah, we weren't.
For sure. I don't look back on it and go, man, I wish we'd done more crazy stuff. I more go, man, I can't believe how much crazy stuff we did.
I just wish we could do that crazy stuff again.
Well, someday.
That's what it is.
Someday.
Someday we'll go back in the sewer.
We'll go back in that sewer. No, I imagine like when we get old, Like, you'll come on, we'll get like a big RV and tour the country, just driving around with our family and you, and it'll be cool. We'll do something like
that. Tour the country in an RV.
Yeah, why not?
Anyone better be a big RV.
Just going on adventures. Well, you can have your own RV. We'll tow your RV behind our RV.
Sweet.
Yeah, there we go. And we'll have adventures. And we'll write a blog about it, and that's how we'll pay for it.
If I had an RV, I would just go around to like different amusement parks.
Yeah.
Abandoned amusement parks.
And then we could get a boat and like Captain Ron it around the Caribbean.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's we've got a new goal
to work for. Do they just have like a never ending cruise?
Count what? Yeah, they have like 120, 150 day cruises.
I would do that.
Like, and it just goes around the world to everything.
But I would probably, if I did a 150 day cruise, I'm pretty sure I would die.
We would just be like rolling off the boat.
I would die.
Like, you would have to have an exercise.
You would have to have like a serious exercise regimen.
Well, because
like by day 25, I'm pretty sure I would have gained like.
I'm sure that you could like
150 days of eating like lobster and like buffets and desserts and.
But if you knew it was going to be that long, you could like, you know, plan it so that you were going to eat a little more healthy, you know.
No, I would
not. If you're rich enough to do a trip like that, then it wouldn't be as like crazy, like off the hook eating all the time because you'd be like, oh, I got time.
No,
I could afford to buy this anyway because those things are not cheap. Those are like tens of thousands of dollars.
How much that would cost?
Can you imagine? All right, I'm going to tell you about it right now. I'm going to look it up while you read the email. I mean, the.
All right, we got some reader mails. We got one from Mark Bolton. All right, Mark writes, "Hey guys, Mark Bolton here. An episode or two ago, Brendan talked about the Simpsons marathon on FXX. I now have a 1-month-old child. And I can tell you, knowing The Simpsons is on at any time of day is really comforting. I'd be up with a kid at 3 in the morning, and it was much less worse since I knew I'd have a Simpsons episode to keep us company." See, that's awesome. And hopefully, I mean, pretty soon they're going to have them all on demand on the FX app. So, and you can always watch
them. You got them all the time.
You know what else I'm excited about?
What's that?
TV-wise? Well, they just announced it this week. They're finally putting Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
Oh, I saw that. You were posting up a storm about that on Facebook.
Watch. So now I can just watch like some of my favorite episodes whenever I wanted. Probably watch them all again. Especially now that like after I really wanted to again because Guardians of the Galaxy, Sean Gunn is. In Guardians of the Galaxy, he plays Michael Rooker's like sidekick guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's Sean Gunn. That's James Gunn's brother. He's like one of the characters on Gilmore Girls. Like one of the guys who lives in town. His name's Kirk, and he's amazing. He's really funny. So watching Guardians of the Galaxy made me want to watch Gilmore Girls again, and also. I met Milo Ventimiglia in person.
That's right.
That made me want to watch Gilmore Girls again because he's in it. And not even think about the fact that they're still... I can't believe they're like supposedly like that Heroes thing is happening.
I really like Heroes. Why are they doing that? But I didn't...
You never watched past like...
I watched up to season 2.
Oh, it got so bad.
Well, that's why I did it that way though.
And so, like, now they're bringing... Why can't they... Why are they bringing back Heroes? Like, they bring back something cool.
Well...
Heroes.
Think about the beginning, started out amazing.
Yeah, and then it went to, the worst show to the point where By season 3, I was hate-watching that show. And then I hate-watched it for, like, 3 more seasons, which was horrible.
Well, at least... I mean, maybe they'll go back to making it better.
I don't know.
It could be.
I don't know. All right. Then he writes, "Also, I'm really bummed about Go Bayside ending soon. I'm so bummed that I'm actually like not listening to some of these episodes that have been released, and I'm saving them. I'm really sad. I hope April does something cool afterwards, like her next thing. I'm sure. And so then he says, if you guys could each do a TV show recap podcast, which would you choose? Let's set aside Freaks and Geeks Undeclared, since those would probably be your guys' top answer.
Definitely. Yes, but
by the way, you guys should do that podcast. That would be amazing. We should do that podcast.
Do what? Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like a short run. There's only 18 episodes. That'd be cool.
Love the show, Swing Set of Doom 2014. Speaking of which, what's the Swing Set of Doom situation?
It's still outside.
Man, you're so close.
I know, we really are close. I don't know, it's too hot to do anything outside. Like, the last thing I can imagine wanting to do right now is going out there and digging up and anchoring something. That sounds horrible. Fall. Probably fall.
It is fall.
Well, late fall. Early winter. If anyone's got summer 2014, I'm sorry. It's not happening. But maybe by Christmas.
So close.
Definitely by... I'm sure we'll do it by Christmas because we're really close. We really are. But
you got the kids' birthdays happening soon. That means you're going to get all new crap.
Oh, yeah. A whole new wave of stuff I got to put together.
Yeah, because you got kids' birthdays, and then once you have that stuff, then you got Christmas, and that's a whole other...
All right, I found you a cruise here.
And as the kids get older, their toys get more and more complex.
Yeah.
So it's only going to get worse.
Although at some point then, it'll just be like, look, if you want it.
Well, they're also, once you get to a certain point where, I mean, at a certain age, you stop getting like those expensive like vehicles and things, like all those little kid toys.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, a lot of it's just like regular toys and video games and stuff.
Yeah, and then they're responsible for whatever they get at that point.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Okay, real quick. I got you a cruise for 128 nights.
Oh, my gosh.
Goes all across Africa, Australia, Asia, North and South America. And it's only $113,000. If you want a balcony, it's $128,000.
If I am that rich that I can afford that, you bet your butt I'd just kick in another whatever.
Yeah, if you're gonna do that, why would you not go the extra 15 grand and get a balcony?
If I'm doing that, I'm kicking in another 15 grand and get a balcony. Because if I'm gonna be on a boat for 128 days,
they don't even have inside rooms on this one. It's this ocean view or balcony. Because can you imagine being stuck for 128 days in a little cramped room inside?
Yeah. That'd be crazy. I feel like you'd go crazy.
I think so. It'd be like one of those experiments where they lock you in a padded room and see how long you can last without any outside stimulus.
Maybe I should do something like that if I end up losing my job.
Yeah. Unemployment.
I saw that one where NASA will pay you just to like stay lying down for like 150 days.
That'd be pretty cool. Can you play video
games? I don't
want
all my muscles to atrophy.
Yeah, there might be some, like, physical condition requirements for something like that. I don't know.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, because, like, yeah, you just sit there and watch TV. I was reading the whole description.
That'd be like, pretty cool. At least you get paid for it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do, Phil.
Let's hope it doesn't get that bad.
I'm freaking out, Phil.
We were talking before the show for the listeners who weren't here.
Like, all I can think about is, like, worst-case scenarios at this point.
The job situation.
I feel like I just like gambled and I'm about to like just lose. But I don't know. Every day it changes. Today, like I left feeling pretty hopeful that it would happen, but then I got home and I was just like, ugh.
So thank goodness I was there for you. And what happened?
Well, you got me because you're Mr. Premium Nintendo guy.
That's right.
Knew I could count on you. They gave out like 4 demo codes for Super Smash Brothers to select premium Club Nintendo people.
Yes.
So we got Super Smash Brothers demo, and it's awesome.
I've only gotten to play one round, but I won the first round.
It took me a while to like, remember the controls.
Yeah, because
like there
different.
Isn't anything that says the controls, so I'm just kind of like messing around with it. I found out you could set the guys to like level. I changed it so that there was only one opponent, and he was level one. So basically, okay. You can just.
But I keep forgetting because jump around. Is in like a weird place.
Well, jump you just put up on the control.
Yeah, but I'm not used to that. I don't know. But it's pretty customizable, though.
It's got Mega Man, and Mega Man's awesome, but I still, my favorite guy is the villager.
Yeah, from Animal Crossing. So far, I could only do just the one world, like the one level you can fight.
Oh, dude, but I looked at, did you see the other levels that they have listed? And those aren't even everything. And then, like, so the game came out in Japan.
Right.
So people are, like, already uncovering, like, some unlocking things. And I freaked out. When I found out what are the unlockable characters is.
All right, spoiler alert, and just tell us.
The freaking Duck Hunt dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'd heard rumors of that.
The Duck Hunt dog is real. I saw a video.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to beat up that Duck Hunt dog.
We've been waiting for that since the 80s.
And, like, and then, like, some of the, like, Ganondorf's in it. Mr. Game & Watch is back. Rob is back. Wario, there's like the Koopa kids or like alternate costumes. There's like a ton of stuff and like who knows what like, but like the stages that look awesome. The PictoChat stage looks awesome.
That's really cool.
There's a Tamagotchi life stage. There's a Tortimer Island stage. Yep.
Lots of Zelda and Metroid.
There's a Find Me stage.
Yep.
I can't wait.
I cannot wait
for this game, and I can't wait to be Pac-Man. And Sonic.
Okay, I got something here. All right, well, because I got 3 guest codes. I got my own plus 3 more. I don't know if that's what everyone got. I thought maybe it was only 2, but I gave 4 codes. One to you and one for Josh Anderson. But I don't really know. I don't know. I don't have anyone else that wants one that I know of.
So should we give it to some?
I mean, I know it comes out in a week, but if anyone wants it and doesn't have it yet, what do they have to do?
I don't know. Just the first person that emails us.
Okay, I got it. The first person that shares our Facebook page on their wall.
There you go.
And like, mention it on there. Share our Facebook page on your wall. First person that does it, that wants it, it's yours.
You got it. And then you Facebook Phil and say, hey.
Yeah, tag me in it or Facebook me or something.
Or the Radio Brendo
Man page. Or the Radio Brendo Man page, and it's yours. First come, first serve. And it doesn't matter. Like, we got someone in the chat right now. If you want to do it, it's whoever gets to it first. If someone listens to YouTube before the video get, or for the episode gets posted, that counts. Whoever gets there first. All right.
Oh, man, there's some breaking news going on.
What's that?
Oh, okay, sorry. Turned out to be a false report.
Well, okay, what was it?
Well, like, there was some report on a movie site and then also on a local news report from Detroit that somebody stole the Batmobile from the Batman versus Superman set. And it turns out it's safe.
Oh, good.
The local police.
I've seen a lot of people really freak out about that Batmobile.
I think it looks like somebody described it like Zack Snyder. It's like somebody took. It seems like if it was like the Batmobile from Dark Knight Returns, but then it got broed out.
Yeah. Well, I read a whole article this guy wrote about like how dare he put machine guns on there. Batman doesn't kill people. Blah blah blah. But then I'm like, what? And then sure enough, I looked in the comments to make sure I wasn't crazy, and like every version of the Batmobile has had some sort of guns on it.
Yeah, there's been that's not the big. I think it looks ridiculous.
Well, this guy that's like made a whole entire like article in some dumb website about it.
Well, of course, that's always. I mean, I don't have a big problem with it because it is pretty on with Dark Knight Returns Batmobile.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of the features, it's a little bit crazy.
It is, like, but if the movie's good, I don't think it matters.
It's pretty
that
broed
much.
Out, as somebody said.
Yeah, but if it's a good movie, then it's cool. We'll have to see. I think it could go either way.
Definitely go either way.
It could go either way, for sure.
Phil, have you watched Sucker Punch?
I've watched Sucker Punch, and it was atrocious.
Well, just keep that in mind.
So I know. That's why I said it could go either way.
Did you like Super? Well, you liked Man of Steel.
I liked Man of Steel with reservations, though. I don't think it was a perfect movie, mm-hmm. but I liked. I felt like the ending obviously was a little bit like drawn out. He could have edited that about 10 minutes out of that because it just kept going and going and going. It felt like a Transformers movie, you know, when they keep smashing buildings and you don't really care after a while, but. I liked a lot of it, though, and I really like Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill, is that it?
Yeah.
I think he's a good Superman, so, you know, there's hope, but, you know, Zack Snyder could do a sucker punch.
All right, I need to get off Facebook, because now my brother's posting pictures of... So, guess my brother's, like, doing stand-up comedy as Sophia from Golden Girls now, because he was so got a lot of good response.
Yeah, I've seen him post like a bunch of stuff.
So today he's been going around to different comedy shows and I guess he showed up to the he was on the they have like a Dr. Horrible sing along somewhere in Portland and it's him with that whole cast. So that's pretty funny as a Sophia. So it's like old lady.
So goofy. And wait, hey, what is his? I don't know if we're allowed.
Oh,
to
he
say
also
it.
His character. So he does a character now. Called Randy Two Tone.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask. That's his name on Facebook.
That's his
now.
Character now.
Okay.
It's like he's a ska enthusiast, an apologist, spreading the good news of ska throughout the world.
Too little, too late.
Don't tell that to Randy Two Tone.
It's funny. Like, I have some pretty serious nostalgia glasses. You know, I can look back at the stuff from my childhood and from college and whatever, and like, even if it's a little dated, I can appreciate it. And as much as I loved ska at the time, and I still really enjoy it, but it definitely does not, like, I can go, oh, wow, that sounds really dated and funny now. Like,
I think it depends on the ska. Like, I think the specials still sound cool.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm talking, like, third wave, you know.
A lot of that stuff, yeah. Like, if I throw on, like, some of that stuff.
I'm not saying it's bad at all, and I still enjoy doing it.
It's weird, though, trying to explain to somebody, you're like, why are there horns in this? What is going on? You're
it's
like,
just
no, this
funny.
Is,
yeah, it was huge at the time.
Yeah, watch any movie from like 1997, 96 to like 2000, and there is probably ska music in it.
I think Clueless was like my first time I heard.
You watch like Clueless, well, because that was that was Mighty Mighty Boss Tones,
yeah.
That. But then you watch them like that. You watch like a lot of those movies, and there's like ska music.
Yeah.
It is kind of...
It's everywhere.
It does immediately...
You can date it to within, like, 4 years.
Well, then... You know. Well, and then if there's swing music, then it was 97 or 98.
Right. Yep. Swingers, kick
like
that
swing
off.
Swing music,
and
you could narrow it down even more.
Yeah. And so it's like... But it's not that it's bad, and I still enjoy hearing it.
It was a weird
time. But, gosh,
time.
It does not age the same as some of the music that...
It's just weird that we were like that. That's where we went as a collective culture.
Yeah, yeah.
That like, hey, we're gonna do this now.
Well, because
that
certain,
happens. I think it happens every.
Oh, totally. Because there was a what about the rapcore thing that happened for a while after that?
Like
that
was
a huge
thing.
Like
new metal.
That like I can't believe how many like POD and that kind of thing. I know it was like the zenith of that, but that was a huge thing. Everyone was rapcore.
Well, yeah, then it was weird. And new metal happened. And
the new metal.
And all that. Ugh.
You're like second wave emo. It happens that way. I don't know what we're in now. It's a weird time now.
Well, I think it's a little. There was. Well, because now everybody can be into their own thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like the internet is kind of. There. I mean, I think there still is a popular conscious when it comes to music, but music is so much more segmented now.
There's a lot of the like folk rock indie.
I feel like that's on the way. I think that's on the way out.
Probably so. But I'll tell you one thing that dates. You could kind of like the ska with the horns. Is that anything within the last like 5 years?
Hey,
was it
hey, hey ho?
Yeah, the whoa, like some kind
hey.
Of a whoa oh, like
or
you
hey.
Know, choral vocal thing.
Yeah,
like every song has that. It's cool. I like it. But 10 years from now, we're gonna go, wow, every song had that back then.
Yeah.
It's good, though. It's a good thing to have.
I think it's cool that folk music came back.
Me, too. I wish Javelina happened, like...
If Javelina happened, like, like a couple of years ago, like when Arcade Fire won a Grammy, they would have been on a major label.
Yeah, and think about like Mumford and Sons and all those guys. Like, Javelina would have like blown them all out of the water, you know?
Like, yeah.
Just wasn't the right time.
I think that's true about a lot of things. So, I mean, like, I feel like if Soul Junk had happened like maybe a few years later, that also probably would have. But hey, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're a music talk now, and
that's true.
We got another letter.
Okay, well, thank you to Mark for writing.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Oh, we never said answered the question. We got like so sidetracked.
Oh, if you guys could do a TV show recap. Oh, mine would. I'm trying to think about like. Okay, so I already do a wrestling podcast because that's like my number one like area of expertise. But I mean, and Saved by the Bell is already done. Freaks and Geeks Undeclared, I mean, that's obvious, but it would probably be either, well, Simpsons is too, like, I don't know, I feel like there's probably already lots of Simpsons podcasts, so mine would have to be either Dawson's Creek or, like, both 90210s, like 90210's Supercast. Definitely. Okay, but also Dawson's Creek, because I feel like I've watched that show, like, a bunch.
Well, there's a little less. I mean, how many combined seasons?
Oh, dude, combined seasons of 90210 would be 15 seasons.
That would take you a long time. That would get. Even you would get tired of that after a while.
Well, especially as you enter the later seasons of 90210.
Yeah. When
it basically became like Melrose Place. But I mean, I would do new 90210 in a heartbeat because that shows the whole thing is crazy, and it's like five seasons, and the storylines come and go so fast that like. It would be hilarious because it's like one week somebody's doing this, the next week that person is dead, or like when that show goes through like they would. That's the crazy thing about new 90210 is that they would do things that original 90210 would. That would be like one storyline that like a season long story arc in original 90210 would happen in like an episode.
Like drug addiction would happen like, and then get
this
cured.
This person's a drug addict and now they're in rehab and now they're a rock star. Like, what? What
in happened? One episode.
Anyways, I could talk about 90210 all day. If maybe you want to listen to me talk about 90210, you should listen to older episodes of Popsicles.
That's right.
We still talk about it sometimes, but when I did the 90210 minute, that's probably the height.
See, that's another reason that Dawson's Creek is a better pick for you, since you've already covered a lot of the 90210 territory. That's true.
And I haven't really talked a lot of, and I don't know if people know my level of, but like I know that show, like the top, pretty much up and down. And also remember the time you pretended you were my agent. No, you were my producer, and we asked Ian Ziering if he wanted to be on the show.
Yeah, if you'd come up. I was like your booking agent or something.
How crazy. If that had worked out, if he had come – if at our last – like you were there at that Popsicles. If during that last Popsicles when I was doing my 90210 minute, if Ian Ziering had walked on stage, that place – that would have blown the roof off of that. That would have been nuts.
If only we knew he was going on to do what? Sharknado, I believe.
Too? Yeah, now he's in all those movies.
Yeah. So. So what my show, if I were to do one, I think it would be kind of easy. It's something that I've covered to a certain degree some places, but I would love to do a Family Ties podcast.
You kind of did on Facebook.
I did. I talked about it on Facebook.
You need a new show. You need to do recaps again.
I know. Well, you know that I never finished it. What? I saved the two-part finale because I couldn't bear to watch the end of it. I didn't want it to be over.
Oh, Josh is here.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
So you haven't watched the finale?
I haven't watched the finale. Like I
have you watched it before though?
No, I don't think I ever have seen it. And I
don't know if did I see have I seen the
finale? I couldn't bear to finish it. It was too hard.
So, what would you do next after Family Ties, though?
So if Family Ties was off, and we're not doing Freaks and Geeks and the Cleric because those are already taken care of, I think, I don't know. That's hard.
Well, you should definitely do Family Ties. I was just thinking about are you going to do if you did episode recaps of something once you finish Family Ties?
Once I finish Family Ties. I don't know. Maybe I go back and do like
Cheers?
The A-Team.
The A-Team.
That'd be pretty cool. talk about what they build during this week's, like, you know, building sequence where they do the little song. What's Murdoch up to? Okay, speaking of A-Team, I totally, like, had my own... I solved my own Nostalgia Detectives case this week.
Oh, yeah?
So, I, like, this is something that's kind of been on the edge of my consciousness for years. I remember, like, there was a time when my family would watch, like, three shows, like, a block of TV shows all together. Mm-hmm. And it was A-Team and Remington Steele. And then there was one other show, and I couldn't remember what it was called, but it was, like, about... All I remembered is there was, like, three guys, and they lived on a boat. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Well, I looked, like, I was talking to my brother about it, and I found out, like, through, I actually went and looked up, like, the TV guides, because they're, like, all scanned in from, like, decades ago, and I looked up the TV guides from the time and found out what, like, the block of shows were that were playing at the time, like, in the 80s, mm-hmm. and I found out the other show that I had, I'd been looking for all this time.
What was it?
Can't even think of what it's called now. It's Sting.
No, wait, shoot. After all that, you don't. What? You can't do that.
Hold on. I have it because I added it on my Riptide.
You're saying a big deal, guys. I made this thing. No. Riptide. I've never even.
It's
heard
called
of that.
Riptide, and it was on like for two or three seasons, and they played it in the same block with A-Team and Remington Steele, and I remember like loving the show, and then I couldn't figure out what it was, so now I know. But the DVDs are like $70 for the set, and I haven't found another better way to find it, so probably not going to go back
life.
And watch it.
It's probably Time Life.
Probably. So, anyway.
Have you seen that Wonder Years set, by the way? It looks amazing. Even with that set, I was looking. There were still like two songs they couldn't get.
Couldn't get them all?
They still couldn't get every single song.
How much
song.
Is the set? I didn't see.
I didn't see how much it's going to. Let me see if it's online yet.
It's probably not going to be cheap.
I don't, I'm scared. I'm really, because I kind of have to, you have to buy that, right? Like, that's like a must.
Think so. That'd be a fun one to do a podcast of.
Even though it's on Netflix, like, I want those special features because they actually got everybody together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, plus the songs.
Plus the, because, yeah, the,
oh,
the Netflix.
We got here in the chat, matter. Andres told us it's $250 to $300.
Holy crap.
Whew. That's intense.
That's why I haven't, oh, it's not even listed yet. It's not even listed yet. But that's, yeah, that's now that's what it's saying on the DVD watch thing. It's not even on Amazon.
Okay, speaking of DVDs being expensive, so we went to Big Lots this week. We had a great adventure at Big Lots this week. We went to Big Lots, and they had all the seasons of Fringe at Big Lots.
So you can only get it at Time Life. So yeah, you have to order it through them.
Okay.
$249.95. But installment pricing is available.
Yeah, which brings it up to at least $300, I'm sure.
But it has 23 hours of bonus features, and it comes in this awesome case. Oh, Phil, you're going to... Oh, look at this case. It's like a locker, and it comes with like a yearbook and like a... Oh, my gosh. So the binders that the DVDs come in, you know those cloth like school binders that you had? That's what they look like.
That's cool.
Oh, I have to have this. But it's so expensive. I don't even have people assume that I have purchased the original Now 2.0 like complete
the series.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't have a few hundred dollars to just drop.
But, yeah, I mean, even as a huge fan of, like, I love Seinfeld. I bought the individual seasons, but I didn't then go and buy the whole thing, like, when they did the Big Giant set.
I feel like I have to get this.
Okay, so at
Big
Lots...
Why did it have to be Time Life? Why couldn't this be Shout Factory?
Because that's the only way they were able to afford to get all the stuff, the music. At Big Lots, they had all the seasons of Fringe for $8 a season. And
it's
we
on
never...
Netflix, though.
What's that?
It's on Netflix.
I know, but I really like all the special features they have on it. There's not a lot of shows that do, but I really like, we've enjoyed the ones we had on there. And, but we already had like two seasons of it, so we only needed like the last three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and I looked up to see if like they were worth selling again. You know, like, oh, that's pretty cheap. I wonder, like, because I remember we'd paid more than that. And I went back and looked, and we bought season 2 off of Amazon. how, you know, like when it came out, however many years ago, and we spent like $35 plus shipping on it.
Man.
And now we picked it up, you know, we picked these up for $8 each.
Who buys DVDs, man?
Well, that's exactly the point. Like, it's a different time now. I can't believe we spent that much money on a season of TV.
Well, I spent, yeah, I spent, when I think about how much money I spent on DVDs, sometimes now I want to throw up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whoa.
Oh, Justin's here.
Oh, Justin's here. It's been a while.
Welcome. Anyway, it's been good, though. We've been watching a lot of Friends. We'll talk about that.
Josh, I'm super pissed at Phil. I almost crashed my car when I heard the last show. I'm trying to remember what
I know. Phil said. I can't remember specifically, but I remember we said, like, I hope Josh is not driving.
Phil claimed
or
that I said that the Xbox One would sell a lot in Japan, and he never did.
he's typing in caps. There's a whole paragraph here.
I can handle a lot of bullcrap, but him mess from. I tried to tell him that, Josh, but he was not listening to me.
I seem to remember Josh going on about how important Japan is in the future of video games.
No, he never did. Oh, man, Ish is here. It's a regular.
Hey, nice. I don't know. I know that Josh plays up the importance of Japan in the video game industry right now. He's typing in caps. Don't ever put words in my mouth. No, are you kidding? Of course I'm kidding. I know that. He's seriously concerned over there. Like, he's really upset, I think. That's funny.
But you did say that Josh cared. And I was trying to tell you that Josh is smart enough to know that Xbox has never done well in Japan.
Well, I know that. But it, you know, could have added a little bit. Didn't, though. Not much. We'll see, but I think I'm still looking pretty good on this whole bet.
I don't know. Do you think that? I mean, I don't know. Josh, what do you think? How's our outlook going? Like, what
Josh
is our
says
outlook?
NPDs came out. Wii U is not doing so hot, but it doesn't have to do that hot. It doesn't.
Naruto
and
O Complete Series is $150. Man, so if I want to buy the Naruto and O Complete Series plus. The Wonder Years Complete Series, that's like $400.
That's a lot of dollars.
The idea of spending... That's a PlayStation 4. I'm not doing that.
That is.
Mario Kart fell off the charts. Well, I don't know what's going on with the video. My camera's not working. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Ish was asking about that. Also... So that I don't have continued technical difficulties.
We discovered that turning off the video helped a lot with our bandwidth
problems.
Yeah, we
didn't get the lag so much. So
was having.
And we haven't really had problems with it since then, so that's good, right?
Yeah.
Although there's less of you yelling at me about my stuff not working, so I don't know. I don't know if that was
a crucial
part of the show.
Well, I really miss seeing your puzzle pieces and your Nintendo.
I can still shuffle them around here if you like.
Well, the video is just me talking. I don't know how exciting
And occasionally
was.
It would show like a book cover or a Lego
set. We have a somewhat long shot this holiday, but it's still possible. The X-Bone could sell a ton of Halo, but PS4 could sell a lot of Destiny. But Destiny
well, PS4
is
not in the running.
But Destiny seems to be doing well, and there's other things. Yeah. I don't know. I'm buying a PS4 soon.
A PS4?
But, well, I guess we're trying to, I guess that's not helping our cause.
Yeah, because.
I need to buy an X-Bone if.
If you want to help your cause, yeah, but
well,
even you don't want
Halo.
To.
Halo. I'm not buying an X-Bone, I'm buying a PS4. Definitely buying a PS4. I almost did it the other day, but I need to wait. Till I know my future
situation.
Yeah,
that's
probably smart. I came really close, like to the point where I was at Best Buy and I saw the Destiny bundle and that white one, and I'm like, oh. And I have the money right now, but I need to save it in case, because like I'm moving no matter what in a month.
Yeah,
and
one
like,
way or another.
I need to save this money. So instead, I bought a Chromecast, and that was only $35.
There you go.
And
less stuff you have to move.
Immediately put to use, and I love it. I don't know what I've been doing without it, because like There's stuff I still can only watch on my computer, like, and now I don't. I can watch everything I want to watch from my couch now, and it's amazing.
That's cool.
Chromecast. It's cool. I like it a lot. It's like the best thing ever. Another one of those things that Justin was raving about, and I was like, that seems cool, but I don't know what I would use it for. And then, like, 3 months later, 6 months later, whatever, I'm like, man, I really need to get one of those.
How did you ever live without it?
I don't know. But that's just further proof that Justin's on the cutting edge. And I'm not. I'm, like, on the dull edge.
Handle. I'm on the handle. So, you know, I'll get there eventually, I guess.
You'll get there in, like, 15 years.
Yeah. When they start going on the secondhand market and...
You do finally have, like, a real smartphone. That took how long?
I got it last year. So that counts.
Yeah.
Josh,
gotta go play more. Don't lie about me anymore.
I would never lie about you, Josh, without fessing up to it immediately. I was just joking, because I can't tell you how many times I've heard Josh go on about how Japan doesn't really matter anymore. So that's why I said that, because I knew that that's exactly the opposite of how he feels. So there you go. You're well represented.
I wish I'd have video of, like, that moment when Josh listened to that.
When he swerved on the freeway because of the stuff that
I said.
You
know he yelled out loud.
Well, I don't want you to actually get in a car accident, but...
Oh, she missed that Phil misrepresented Josh during an episode, and Josh got really upset.
Josh said,
basically,
I'm scared that
Phil
you
was
know
making
well.
Fun of the fact that, like, Xbox released in Japan to, like, no fanfare, and he was saying that Josh was, I don't know what she said, but
I don't remember exactly, but I know I was antagonizing him.
But it made Josh rage, and I knew it was going to make Josh rage.
Yeah, and it totally worked. And he's been raging in the chat over here, so it, like, double worked.
It's been a while since we had a good all caps.
There's
Josh
nothing. There's nothing
out.
Like getting caps from Josh in the chat here. He said it would turn the tide. Oh, there you go. So it worked. Paid off.
Well, I got my Chromecast now, so I can watch media without... Now that I have my Chromecast, this bet isn't as big of a deal.
Okay, well, that's good. Because you're allowed to do that. Just no PlayStation. All right, well, let's do our second letter.
If I go to Austin, I'm going to get a Wii U and a PlayStation.
You definitely should, because then we can
play
Mario Kart.
Do you want me to go to Austin? Because that means I'll get a Wii U.
Yeah, well, no...
Oh, man,
but
I thought I had you.
At least that's a good
you.
Consolation prize.
I thought I had you.
No, not quite. But, all you know, right. It's a consolation prize.
So now, 1 hour later, we answered the first email. I guess it's that kind of night.
That's good.
Steve Espinoza says, hey, guys. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Ooh, Ish said, Phil, guess what?
Okay, wait, pause so we don't have to interrupt the letter.
Okay, pause the letter.
Yes, pausing, because we got something good in the chat. We got capital, guess what?
It's saying to Phil, guess what?
Phil, I'm guessing.
Oh.
He bought cargo shorts. Yes.
Guess what? I also bought cargo shorts. We're all part of the cargo shorts.
That's right. In Yukaipa, no less.
Yeah, I bought them in Yukaipa.
I'm glad. Welcome to the family. I'm telling you, you'll never look back. They're
well,
the best thing.
Because Ish tweeted me, and it was really funny. He tweeted me this picture of at Old Navy. Yeah, Old Navy calls them male fashion shorts.
Fashion shorts.
And Ish, like, took a picture, because it's like a whole wall.
Old Navy's where I got started, too. And you'll never look back. Your wallet will never have to sit under your butt again.
That's my favorite part about them.
Yeah.
No sitting on your wallet.
You can carry everything with you. Your 3DS goes in one pocket. You got wallet, phone, keys, anything, other things you need.
You're still putting... See, what's the point of having cargo shorts?
You're missing out on some of the magic.
Your wallet in your back pocket. Like, that's the whole point.
He says he's still got it in his back pocket. Mm. That's like the largest thing that changed it for me.
Yeah. That was like the game changer for me, and the fact that I could... comfortably have my DS and my phone.
Yeah, you can carry it all. You got everything with you. Who needs a purse?
Like, it changed my life at Comic-Con. Like, it made Comic-Con a lot better.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Oh, wait. Sounds like Ish is trying to put his pocket. He's changed out. He's discovering the value of those extra cargo pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're part of the family now. The cargo family. All right. What'd Steve write?
Ish put a picture of something. I can't see what that picture is. Oh, his wallet.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Why are some of, like, I don't know, it's weird. This Hangout, like, I'm getting some of these chat things on my phone, but they're not showing up in the actual chat.
Yeah, I don't know. I see that, too. I don't know.
It's weird. Freaking Google, they're always changing stuff.
Mixing it up. Yeah, because, like, some of the stuff is weird. Over there in my other window. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know either.
All right, well, let's get to our letter.
Okay, letter. Steve S&O, hey guys. It's 1:30 a.m. and I can't sleep. Listening to your most recent show. As I type this, I have a broken 7-year-old Lexmark inkjet printer. I've never been too savvy when it comes to computer technology, and I know that both of you are more savvy than I am and know what's worth buying. Well, I'm more savvy. Phil has no idea what he's talking about.
I'm, like, very minimally savvy. I'm savvy
enough to know...
The only
time Phil has something on the cutting edge is stuff that I give him that I had.
I'm savvy enough to know to call Brendo if I need some advice about something, or Josh, or my brothers, or something. So, you know.
All right, so then he says, so any recommendations on a new printer? I scan a lot, don't print any pictures... Many pictures. I'd rather have my pics done professionally. I do, however, print maps and directions. All other printings are Word documents and the occasional application form. The biggest peeve I had with past printers was the ink running out quickly and costing an arm and a leg to replace or refill cartridges. So are laser printers better economically? The answer to that is yes.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
What brands are the best? What are decent and what brands should I avoid? I don't know about brands to avoid and what decent. The only things that I've ever owned... We're like HP.
That's what we have too.
But you have like a freaking inkjet.
For the scanning thing though, I really like their scanners.
Well, you can get an all-in-one. The last thing that I had was an all-in-one scanner and printer, and it was a laser printer, and it came they come with like these half-filled toner cartridges, but even that, like I printed like a couple hundred pages at least. And didn't even come close to running out of toner. And the toner cartridges, they're expensive. Like, they seem expensive, but for the amount you get, like, they last forever.
Yeah, and because even if it is cheaper to get the ink cartridges,
I never had to replace the toner cartridge in mine before I actually... I got the all-in-one... I left in China actually, and then I didn't have the last one I had I actually gave to Brian because I don't print anything now. The only things I print are like at work.
Yeah.
So, but I gave it, but that was just like a straight up HP. As Ish points out, you can just bump the cartridge to spread the toner around. Like that's like so because yeah, the one I have I bought a HP. It was like on sale for like $80. It was a laser, and I never replaced that toner cartridge that it came with. And I printed out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and when we do, like if we have a lot of stuff to print out, I'd rather just run down to Kinko's, or it's not Kinko's anymore, but whatever it is. Like the amount of money you save by not having to buy all the cartridges, you know, we'll print out like a page
buy
or
something,
two.
I would recommend one of the HP. Let me check on Amazon here. So if you go to the RadioBrendo.com site and click the Amazon banner...
That's definitely where you should buy it from.
You will see in... let me see here. So we got an HP... Well, you got like these big fat ones. Like here's this giant one for like $286, but you don't need that. You can just get like... Here's one that's like laser jet printer with scanner, $148. But, like, they get cheaper than that. There's, like, smaller models. So, but a lot of these are big. But yeah, okay. So here's this. Well, there's like wireless laser jets. Yeah, I don't know. There's a few. Here's one for $151.
But in the end, if you're not replacing those cartridges a lot and you are printing a lot of stuff, that's going to save you money.
Don't get it. Inkjet, that's where you're going to just end up hemorrhaging money, is those ink cartridges. Yeah. So that's what you want to avoid. I would get a laser jet. It's worth the slightly higher price tag. Oh, and as Ish writes, Lifehacker has a sweet write-up. Lifehacker.
So some additional information there. It's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I would recommend one of those. But HP is usually good.
Ooh, and then he does a submission here for our contest.
Yeah, because we do have a contest going on. It goes all the way up until episode... Like, I guess episode 49 will be your last chance, because we're going to talk... 149. So we're at 136, so you still have 13 episodes to enter the contest. We're going to judge them. We're going to announce the winners on episode 150.
So we'll save all the ones you send in, and then we'll kind of look at them all together.
So his submission is for the Radio Brendoman moments. Should we say this one, or should we keep...
Well, we should say it so someone else doesn't send the same thing, I think.
Okay. He says, my favorite Radio Brennoman moment. It's hard to say because a lot of my favorite moments tend to happen on the pre or post shows with the live chat.
That counts, though.
Like, it does count?
I think so. It's a moment. They're part of the show at that point.
That's true. Well, he says, I remember Brenda freaking out at the thought of a Disney character, furry, invading his apartment and me typing, look out, Friar Tuck is behind you, or something like that, and laughing my ass off at home. Also, you guys have too many to list, but I'll try to find out one that stands out in the edited versions in the archives and get back to you. Cool.
Okay, well, we'll save that for now, but if you come up with something better, you can add into it.
I thought about that the other day because I had a really creepy thought. About, like, well, I was thinking about, like, when I got, like, the other day I had my webcam on, and it was when we were getting ready to watch No Holds Barred. Okay. And my webcam was on, and then I left the apartment to go get my headphones, and then I'm thinking, like, I left my door open. What if Phil and like, whoever else is watching sees somebody that's not me walking in my apartment? And then, like, they're helpless and they can't warn me.
And we have to, like, just watch you get robbed.
That'd be scary.
That is kind of terrifying.
And, like, I sit down, like, nothing. And you're like, there's somebody in there.
But you have me muted so you can't hear me?
Yeah.
And I'm too slow at typing?
I haven't put my headphones on yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Like, you don't have your headphones on. Oh, gosh. That's really creepy.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking out the windows.
Oh, yeah, you're in Creep Town.
Oh, dude, I've got a story, too. When we get down to the TV stuff, I got a story for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, that's our reader mail.
Thanks for writing in. And if you want to submit your favorite Radio Brennoman moment, don't forget to do that.
Yeah.
Prizes are at stake.
There are prizes, but you got a lot of time, but you should do it now. Or just start thinking about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of archive to go through.
Yeah. Well, you know what else you should submit?
What's that?
Submit reviews and thumbs up on Stitcher and iTunes and all this stuff. But specifically, Stitcher, go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Stitcher link, or go to Stitcher.com/Brendoman. Use the code Brendoman when you sign up for a free account at Stitcher.com or on your mobile device or tablet. Listen to those podcasts.
And many other fine podcasts as well.
Also, give us reviews on iTunes. That'd be cool if you guys...
That would be helpful.
You would also be helpful?
What else would be
having
helpful?
Having an ultimate awesome website for whatever your thing is. Phil, what's your thing?
My thing? Well, I have many things.
And what isn't your thing?
I don't have any websites about different types of book bindings.
Well, if somebody wanted to make a website about different kinds of book bindings, they could go to dreamhost.com, and when they place their order for their awesome web hosting, use the promo code RadioBrendoMan, and you would save $50 off your order.
And I'd really like to learn about that. Ring-bound, yeah. Hard-bound, soft-bound, spiral-bound.
Ish says there's a Tumblr for that.
Is there, I'm sure there is.
There's a Tumblr for everything.
But just in case.
Use the promo code RadioBrendoMan, save $50 plus... You'll get an extra free domain registration on top of the one you already get with a year worth of... So if you buy a year worth of hosting, you get... You get a free domain registration. And then if you use our code, you get another one. So that's two free domains. That's your own web empire.
That's a spectacular deal. And it looks like Ish wasn't kidding. There really is a Tumblr with mostly public domain stuff, old book binding scans. So I guess I didn't come up with something as off the wall as I thought.
Remember when we were on some kind of crazy internet deep dive, we found that website where it was just like a guy listing like old tokens?
Yes, like a huge archive of tokens.
Looking at all these like tokens and... Oh, it's because we were thinking about like Showbiz Pizza, yeah. And then that led us into that. And then we found the tokens website.
Oh my
gosh.
We
had like tokens for every... It was like tokens from every possible thing.
Well, like all kinds old of arcades, too, yeah.
Ancient like subway tokens, like it's foreign cool. Countries, all kinds of old like theme parks.
Yep.
And he also collected like pressed pennies.
Uh-huh.
And it was obviously the website of like some autistic person.
But we looked at it for like half an hour at least, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, tokens.
I just remember that was like after couple hours of deep diving ended up there, and it's like, man, how did we end up at this site about tokens?
Well, you know, everything has a Tumblr. I bet there's a Tumblr about Amazon.
I'm pretty sure there is a Tumblr about Amazon. That was really bad, Phil.
I know. It was bad. But so bad it was good.
Yeah.
Because we should talk about Amazon.
We should talk about Amazon.
People have been buying stuff?
People have been buying lots of stuff. If you go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Amazon banner, you can buy stuff too. Just buy stuff normally like you would Amazon. Doesn't cost you any extra, and you'll be helping us out. And people have been doing that, and it's been awesome.
And we'll read off what you bought.
Paying to keep the lights on.
Anonymously, of course.
Keep us flush in hosting.
So what did people all right, buy?
We got
this
a lot
week?
Of stuff. We got a lot. Somebody is going baller status, and I think it's Adam Wells. I think he bought a lot of stuff. Oh, there is a Zelda sale, as Ish pointed out. So week two of the Smash Brothers sale mm-hmm. is on, and So I was going to ask you, Phil.
Okay.
If you had to choose, like if you're me,
okay.
and you can only. I only have space for one more game on my freaking DSi XL. I mean, 3DS XL.
Okay. You could buy a bigger memory card, but...
Yeah, but then you got to copy, and, like, some of the things don't copy. Like, Animal Crossing, you can't take off the card. It's...
Are you sure?
I was looking into that. Yeah.
Oh.
It gets really complicated. Huh. I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway. So
well, anyway, so the ones that are on sale is Zelda Link Between Worlds... Fire Emblem Awakening, those are the two big ones. Well, also Kid Icarus.
That's tough. I mean, I guess it just depends.
But if for me, it comes down to either Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, and Fire Emblem.
All right, so it just really depends on if you want something that's a little more action-based, or are you looking for intense, long, like, turn-based stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, because the new Zelda is spectacular. It's really cool. They changed up a lot of stuff, but still kept it that classic Zelda
Fire
formula.
Emblem? I mean, you play both of these extensively.
Well, I've Fire Emblem I've spent hours and decades on, so.
What about this Fire Emblem in particular?
This one is spectacular. I would put it up there with some of the best in the series. Easily.
Ish asked, did I like Zelda Link to the Past? Zelda Link to the Past is probably my favorite Super Nintendo game.
Well, this one is set in that same...
I'm aware.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very different. I mean, it's not like just a remake at all, but it's...
Well, I played the thing at... Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, I don't know if I even need to buy it. I have too many games right now, so I'm kind of debating. And also, Smash Brothers is about to come out. And so Smash Brothers comes out October 3rd. WWE 2K15 comes out October 20-something. And that's like all I'm going to play. So
okay, well, I'll say this. If you put in some intense playtime into Zelda, you could probably beat it by then. Fire Emblem, that's a lot longer
proposition. I really love Fire Emblem.
But you really want Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Also
on sale are the two Game Boy Color games, which I've never played those.
Those are great too.
And those are only $3.99 a piece.
So you could get the two of those for those are great games.
Those are only eight. That's only $8.
Yeah.
You can also get Super Mario Brothers and Legend of Zelda with coins, but I'm out of coins.
I would venture to say that the two Game Boy Color ones probably take a lot less memory, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you could, like, stretch your space there a little bit more.
I'm going to try, because I'm looking on Reddit and seeing what I can do about the memory card thing. Because, yeah, you could basically just copy everything.
Yeah.
But then Amazon, but Animal Crossing and some of the other games, like, they're tied to the memory card. So, but I'm thinking you can swap them. But then, I don't know.
That's weird. Because I did mine not too long ago, and I have some downloaded games. I didn't have any problems with it.
I know with Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, specifically, I have a cartridge.
And Tomodachi Life.
Huh.
Which I have both of those downloaded.
Well, you want to make sure not to waste those, so.
And those are the two games I play the most.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I don't know. So because of that, I ended up pre-ordering I did it on Amazon, but I pre-ordered Smash Brothers in cartridge form.
Oh, okay.
Because also Smash Brothers is one of the... It's one of the biggest games.
Big file size, right?
Like file, it takes up. They said it's going to take up like 27,000 like blocks or something crazy.
That's nuts.
See you later, Ish.
Hey, thanks for hanging out.
Joining us.
Pokemon was pretty big too, but I don't think
I have it. I have the cartridge.
Oh, okay, so I got the download of that because I got it from promotion. So
yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, okay, so we got a lot of stuff.
Okay, let's do it.
Somebody went crazy, and I think that somebody's Adam Wells because he tipped me off about it. So this is more of stuff that Adam Wells bought, I think. Probably not all of it, but a lot of it.
Adam Wells from theadamwells.com, you mean?
Yeah.
Ah, see how I did that?
So we've got a Ethernet cable, 14 feet. That's a lot of Ethernet cable.
That's a lot of feet.
We got Amazon Basics 16 gauge speaker wire, 100 feet. Only $15. Then we got HDMI cable, Amazon Basics, $509. Good deal.
3 feet.
Then we got a surge protector, Belkin, 12 outlet. Nobody's not messing around with that surge protector.
Yeah.
Then we got a Denon AVR 5.1 channel 3D pass through. Home theater AV receiver. So they're doing like the full home theater.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts. Somebody
needs to invite us over to watch a movie.
Then we got Mika MB42 bookshelf speakers with 4-inch carbon fiber woofer and silk dome tweeter. You check these speakers out. Ooh, those look pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Set up there. Then we got, and then this is the coup de grace.
Yeah. Look at that.
We got the PlayStation 4 Destiny bundle.
Dang.
It's a lot of stuff.
That is awesome. That's a good week.
Yeah. You need that kind of week every week.
Yeah. If you guys can just keep that up.
Keep buying those PlayStation 4 Destiny bundles.
Well, thank you very much, whoever bought the stuff this week.
Pretty sure it's Adam, so thanks.
Probably. But if it was someone else, also thank you. And keep buying stuff. We really appreciate it. It's super awesome.
Current events, we got to give an update because last week we talked about Long Beach Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
we're not going to be at Long Beach Comic Con.
Yeah, yay. They said that they did not have Space Force after all.
So maybe we will go to the podcast festival.
Maybe so. Yeah, that kind of changes things.
Except you got Luke's birthday on Sunday.
Well, on Sunday. But maybe Saturday. I don't know. We'll have to see. What do you, give us your schedule there, Craig from the Res. Let us know.
Well, he said he's going to be at the podcast festival.
Well, I know, but like what time? Maybe like meet up for dinner or something. I don't know. I don't know how late it goes. I don't know how late you stand.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I might come. I might go hang out with. I might go stay with you guys that weekend or something.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
And then just hang out with you guys.
You know, if you do that, we could just record some commentary in person so we don't have to mess with the. That's interesting. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, so that's an update for that. So if you were planning on going to that and meeting up with us, come meet us somewhere else instead.
And Long Beach is stupid.
Unless they decide to let us come back next time, in which case
we'll change. I'm burning the bridges.
Don't burn the bridge. No bridge burning.
I'm burning it.
No bridge burning.
I'm burning all the bridges.
All right, so very briefly, I have...
This has happened twice, so I'm a little bit perturbed.
But the guy who's booking is leaving. Like, this is his last time doing it.
So now some new idiot can...
Well, no, but he's only... The only two times it's happened are under his watch. He got hired for this last time, and then he did this time, and then he's done.
Screw everything.
Maybe that's why they're firing him, because he's a butthole.
Boo.
Maybe.
No, they're doing... Because now they got Nerdist and all these other fancy panels.
We're not cool enough anymore.
Whatever, dude. We put in the work. We deserve.
It's not like we
had a lot of people at our panels.
I think there's hope for the future.
I'm ticked off.
I know. I am too. I was very like, what? I have his email saying that we're good for the next time, and then
you should forward that to him and be like, hey, liar yeah, face.
It's not worth like making a stink.
I think it is worth it.
I don't know.
Make some stink.
You can stink if you want to. I don't want to stink.
You're the one that has the evidence.
But I don't want to stink.
You should stink.
I don't want to stink. I think we should just...
Such a wuss.
I'm not a wuss. I sent him the email.
Bunch of wussies.
Oh, listen to this. You email him then.
You're the one that has the email. I'll forward it to him. Hey,
you can email him.
No, because you're the initiator of the conversation.
Who's the wuss now?
Well, can I email using your email?
No, you got to do it under your own name.
But you have the email, and it's from you. He's going to be like, who is this guy?
I put your name is in the last email as one of the co-hosts. I sent the whole, like, setup for the panel and who's going to be moderating and all that junk.
Freaking
like, not like
BS.
I just sprung it on him.
BS. Everything. I hate everything. Nothing. That sucks.
That's all right. We got a show. They don't have a what podcast. Show?
I'm sure that guy has a podcast. He doesn't have a podcast. Got a podcast.
No one wants to listen to him. All right.
So Audrey told a joke.
Oh, I posted it on Facebook, but I had to share it because for those who appreciate my stupid sense of humor, my kids have been like super into telling jokes lately. It's driving Janelle nuts because everywhere we drive, the kids want to just tell jokes, and they're like, they fall into two camps. They're either like ridiculous kid jokes that make no sense. Or they're like super Phil jokes, like really bad puns and stuff. So Audrey this week told me, we were driving along and she's like, hey, Daddy, how do you make a fish? How do you trip a fish? And I said, I don't know how. And she said, throw a banana peel in the water. And it was one of my proudest moments because it made me grow. And I'm like, oh, that's so bad. It's totally a joke I would tell. So I've passed it on to the next generation.
It's hereditary.
It is. It must be, because you don't just come up like with stuff like that if that's not in your blood. I mean,
I also like that. Then my brother commented that he was going to steal that joke.
Yes, I know. Well, see, stand-up comedians want it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just was pretty proud of that. And
I wonder if he told it tonight.
He might have. He better give Audrey credit though. That's her joke.
But I stole this joke from a 5-year-old.
But I'm telling you, like, Janelle has been going nuts. Like, this morning on the way to school, we dropped her off, and the kids were just telling jokes after jokes, and she was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Is this what you guys do all day? Like, she just can't take it. She's like, one of you is bad enough. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Now you have, see, like, now you're outnumbered. She's outnumbered.
Yeah, I've got a whole comedy team.
You guys got to come up with, like, sketches. Or, like, you could be, like, an improv troupe.
Well, you should hear them go off. When they get on to, like, they love talking about crabs and throwing out things like Krabby and Snappy and then Octopus and Ink. And they like talking about, like, stuff like that. So we could do, like, a whole under the sea routine, you know? It could be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
What did the stop? This is another one we said this morning.
Oh, gosh.
What did the stop sign? Oh, stop sign came up to another stop sign and said, "Hey, where's the guy from the other corner?" He said, "I don't know. He's Octagon."
That is so stupid.
That's what we do all morning long with Janelle in the car. So you can imagine what she's going through right now.
Yes. I can't imagine.
Yeah. All right. That's mine.
All right, book corner.
Book corner, man.
I haven't finished any books.
But I haven't either. I am
started two new books this week.
Okay.
And I'm already almost done with one of them. So, well, I made some good headway into The World According to Garp. It's really good.
Yeah.
And then Derek reminded me on Tuesday that Jason Siegel's horror young adult novel.
Oh.
Well, that's not young adult. It's like middle grade.
All right. Well, still.
It's called Nightmares. He co-wrote it with this lady. Forgot her name. But it's the first in a trilogy. It's called Nightmares. And it's awesome.
Yeah?
So good. Love it. It's really good.
That's cool. It's about
this group of kids and they go on an adventure because nightmares are taking over their town. And it's really good. And it's got cool illustrations.
That's awesome.
I like it a lot.
I want to read that.
It's really good. And then I got Zucchini Warriors at the library.
Did you start it yet?
And I just started it.
It's pretty funny. This is one of my favorites. Well, how far have you gotten?
They got back to school. They saw the football field. And then the coach guy... They had their first tryout.
Oh, okay.
That's as far as I got.
Oh, well, when they start getting to, like, the zucchini part, actually, like, that stuff cracks me up, so I'm excited.
Well, he did come out and, like, gave them all free
zucchini. Yeah, he brings, sticks. Like, his zucchini trucks out.
And even, like, the fat kid doesn't want to eat them.
That's good stuff.
I just like the whole idea that the zucchini guy was like Bruno in Boots when he was at McDonald's Hall. And I think that's going to lead to some funny things.
Oh, it's a good one.
Because, like, he has a whole thing with the fish. And, yeah.
Now, it's interesting. This one, of the seven books, I think this is book five, this is the last one that I've read. I have not read the last two because they came out later.
Ooh, nice.
So
McDonald Hall goes Hollywood, and then I think there's another one.
Something fishy or something like that. I can't remember the last one. Yeah, I've not read those two, so.
Fishy, fish, fish.
Oh, fishy, fish. Or is it in the cupboard? Okay, I'm a few pages away from Umbrella Summer being finished, which is, it's amazing.
So good, right?
So good. I want to read all of her books now, because.
Yeah, me too.
It totally different from the other that we read, and just so amazing, and so, like, I don't know, heartwarming and crushing. Like, it's the emotion behind it is incredible. I don't know, like, parts when she's like, when she tells her parents, like, "You have to be my parents still, even though my brother's dead." Like,
yeah,
I was kind of sitting there a little weepy reading it, you know. Maybe
intense.
It is good stuff. But it's so, her characters are just great. Like, I don't know, it's really, really good. So, and then I've actually about 3/4 of the way through Zucchini Warriors. And it's really good. It's funny. And I'm excited to read the ones I haven't read yet. But I'm also excited for our future stuff. I've got, like, the next few series and books that we're going to read planned out here. And I'm excited to get to them all. So,
I get to pick?
What's that?
When do I get to pick?
You get to pick. I don't know. I've just always done it. If you have a suggestion.
No, I don't want to pick.
Okay.
I'm just being a jerk.
You're welcome to. It's not like a dictatorship, but
I think it is a dictatorship.
It is. Once the show is over, I'll berate you for even mentioning it. But on the show, I'll act nice about it.
Well, you're going to make me feel I'm going to regret.
Don't you ever talk about book club again. But if you guys want to join the book club, you should totally do that by clicking the link at the top of the page. It says book club and join our good
RadioBrendo.com.
RadioBrendo.com. It's good stuff. We're having a lot of fun reading these. I don't know if anyone's actually reading them with us, but if not, it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't
for
know.
Us to do.
I get the feeling that nobody is.
I know, like, in my family, that even the people who are reading along with us in my family have fallen behind a bit. So it might just be
is,
you.
Is your brother still back on Twice?
My brother's still back on the Half Magic series.
Half
yeah.
Magic?
Well, he's on the second book on Knight's Castle.
That was like over a year ago.
Yeah, not only that, I don't know if I've told this on there, but so I bought like a brand new box set of the books, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, me too.
Because I didn't have, I had like one of them, and it was like cheaper to just get the box set than to try to piece them together.
Yeah,
and I love those books, so I got the box set, and then I loaned him.
Did he already lose them?
No, he didn't lose them, but one of them he left in his bathroom so long by a shower that it's all like waterlogged and like the pages are all gross and who knows what else. So he says he's gonna read it and then buy me a regular, another nice copy to fit into my bookshelf. But I've had a 7-part book series with 2 books missing out of it staring at me on my bookshelf for the last year and a half. So now I've tattled on him in front of everyone. So,
what about, where's Janelle?
Well, Janelle's kind of skipped around. She read past that. I think she read Gregor and...
She read Once Upon a Time?
Well, that's what she's reading right now. She's like almost done with the last book. I think she has like...
Or Twice Upon a Time.
Twice Upon a Time, yeah. Half Upon a Time. She's almost done with the last book, and then she's skipping from that to Tangle of Knots because she wanted to read the ones we had the interviews with. So, so she's a lot closer to caught up, but she's still quite a bit behind. So, you know, that's okay.
We've read a lot of books.
Yes. It's hard to keep up. I understand. So.
All right, music talk.
Yeah, okay, this is exciting. So I just this week... kind of started finalizing the plans, well, at least for the venue and stuff, for the 17th annual Blue Christmas. We're doing it in Yucaipa again, of course, because that's where I'm at.
Yucaipa!
But we're doing a new place in Yucaipa. It's this place, it's called the Next Gen Cafe, and it's a little venue coffee shop.
So if you're in Yucaipa.
If you're in Yucaipa or the surrounding environs.
All 2 of you.
Now I'm working on booking the bands right now, so I don't have anything set in stone just yet, but it's going to be good. But the cool thing is this guy that I'm working with is actually like he wanted to hear like the whole history of Blue Christmas, and I talked about him a lot, and he wants to bring back some of the traditions that we've done. So for one, we've already done this the last couple years, but we're going to have a musical host. But we're also going to have, like, a second room. Like, remember how we used to do that at Biola?
We did that, like, a couple times.
We did a couple times. I know, it's not always, but he liked that idea. So, like, the musical host, after it's over, he has, like, we're going to do it in a bigger room, and then we're going to set up a smaller room where they actually have, like, the baristas and stuff. And it'll just kind of be, like, a lounge hangout time at the end, and they'll do some, like, background music and stuff. And then, because I was telling him how we used to have, like, you know, like, the Rubik's Cube guy or... a magician or something, you know, just like fun little acts and stuff when we did shows, and we haven't done that in a long time. So he's actually like hiring a group of like these Christmas carolers because it's Christmas time, and they dress up in like Renaissance garb, you know, like the classic Christmas carol like outfits. Yeah. And he's going to have them like greeting everyone as they walk in, and then we're going to do an intermission and have like carolers in the middle and stuff too. So. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's you know, it's going to be a fun event.
It'll be 17th
annual. So
oh my gosh, if there's some, that's another reminder that you're getting old because it's.
I know.
I remember the first Blue Christmas very well.
I do too. It's like it was yesterday. So it's going to be cool. It's December 6th, first Saturday in December. So if you're able to make it to that, you should definitely do that. And it's going to be cool. We're doing it upright.
Yep.
And I'll tell you about the bands that actually happen later.
Cool.
Okay, what do you have here?
Well, I went on... So, Anthony came down to visit last Sunday.
Oh, cool.
And we went on the Brendo Reality Tour.
Nice.
And so we went to Roberto's, and then we went to Lou's.
Yes.
And I bought, oh, I bought a couple things.
Okay.
One, I bought a present for Derek, so I can't talk about it on the show.
Okay.
Even though he's not here, and I don't think he listens to it otherwise, just but in case. I got something for Derek.
Okay.
And then I also bought a CD, and it was only 99 cents. But I finally replaced my copy of 1956.
Nice.
By Soul Junk.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it was only and because like I lent it to somebody and they never gave it back. That's how awesome it is.
That is cool.
And then we listened to it in the car the whole rest of the time, and it was awesome.
That's sweet. That's a good one. That's the one.
Well, that's their most like main. I say it's definitely their most accessible album.
Well, and definitely the one they hit the biggest with.
Yeah. Well, that was on 5 Minute Walk. That was like their major label, and they toured with Five Iron.
And Toby Mac covered one of their songs.
Yeah. But it was cool because it was also because at first I'm like, oh, this is going to be too weird for Anthony. But because it's 56, it's definitely their most accessible.
Yeah.
It's still like weird, but it's definitely their most accessible album. And I just reminded me how great that album is and want to listen more Soul Junk. And,
when I played that album for my youth group kids, they're like, oh, that's a Toby Mac song. And I'm like, all right. Well, at least you know it, you know?
Yeah. The Illmi.
Illmi. I have that vinyl, like remix album of that too.
Nice. Speaking of vinyl.
Yes.
Except this is kind of some sad news.
Uh-oh, what?
So I got the cable I needed for the turntable.
Yeah.
Except, like, the one of the channels, like, the cable is screwed up.
Wait.
Like, the cable going out of the record player, it only plays out of one channel.
Really?
Yeah. And that cable is, like, hardwired, so I don't know what to do.
Hmm.
I don't know how to fix it.
If you are coming up here
and look at it,
if you bring
it's not because at first I thought maybe it was the Y adapter I got,
right?
But when I switch to the other channel and the adapter, it'll only basically both of the adapter's fine. That's because I tested it. It's just it'll only play out of one channel, like the cable, the RCA cable, and there it's weird because if you look at the cable, like there's a little. Something screwed up with it. I think there's something wrong with it.
Well, if you if you do wind up coming up here, you should bring it with you. And I could look. I've got a bunch of stuff I can, like, I might be able to repair it there.
Okay.
And if not, then you got it in mono. That's a bummer.
It's, and also, it's like, when it plays through my computer, it's, like, really soft. So I have to turn the volume way up.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's not amplified. All right. Well, we'll have to look at that. We can make it happen.
Well, do you recall this having that problem?
No, but I didn't use it very long because I bought it from Clark, and then shortly thereafter, Janelle got me the USB one. So I think I only actually had it in play for I don't know a few weeks or something. You know, maybe. So
what'd you do? Do you got another turntable that you got from the Mike gave you?
Pretty sure Mike gave me. I don't remember that. Well, I had the one that you gave me. We haven't told that story.
Wasn't there one like a regular turntable?
I don't think so.
I swear I gave that to you. Who'd I give that to? Mike gave it to me. It was like a turntable, like a stereo component. Maybe I'm imagining that.
I gave you
my all-in-one stereo. That was like my stereo that I got in seventh grade, and you had it forever.
Yeah. Yeah, you had it.
It got destroyed in a car accident.
But it still worked.
Then
you gave it
back to me, and then it finally died.
But like it was in the trunk. We got rear-ended. The sides were all busted, and you could see all the components inside, all the electronics.
It was super jacked up.
But it still worked. You could still play records on it.
I think it got its use over the time.
I would say so.
My dad bought that on clearance at like the one of the like one of like, and it wasn't even like a name brand electronics store. And so,
and then we used it off and on between the two of us all throughout college.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of use out of that.
Well, it was pretty sick. I mean, it had a tape deck.
Yeah, because you could record tapes off of your cassettes. I mean, off of your records.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal.
But anyway, so I'm not sure what's going on with this turntable.
All right. Well, if either when I come down there or when you come up here, we'll look at it.
But at least I got it kind of going.
Well, yeah, you can at least listen to something at the moment.
Yeah.
But we'll see if we can't make that better.
All right. Let's see. New movies? No new movies?
No new movies. No, nothing really has come out lately, has it?
Nah. Oh, I still need to go see Boyhood.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
It's finally playing in some places, so I should probably go see it. But I don't know. It's going to be hot. I don't want to go outside.
Yeah, but then you get free air conditioning in the movie theater.
You know where else I have free air conditioning? My house. Well, it's not free.
Well, that's what I mean.
Whatever. All right. So I've still just been watching. I'm still going through WWE Network. I'm watching Monday Nitro, and then I'll watch the pay-per-views as they come up. And so I've been doing that still. It's pretty great.
Cool.
And then there was just a new there was a NXT pay-per-view. Well, not pay-per-view, but special. And they had this Japanese wrestler that I really like made his debut, so that was really exciting. And sometimes when they rename guys, they give them really dumb names. Okay. And his new Japanese name, it's not completely annoying. It's not super. People were joking they were going to just rename him something dumb Panda Express. That's the level of some of their names that they come up with. But it was actually I think because his name, his Japanese. So here's the thing. This is where wrestling gets kind of confusing. So this guy's Japanese. And so there is a very famous Japanese wrestler named Kenta Kobashi.
Okay.
And he had a student. His big protege was this guy named Kenta Kobayashi.
Okay.
So you're dealing with Kenta Kobashi, then Kenta Kobayashi. So this guy, as a way to avoid confusion, the new Kenta, his name became just Kenta in all caps.
Okay.
So Kenta, all caps, he got huge in Japan, these ginormous, well-known in Japan household name, because wrestling in Japan is a really big deal.
Right.
And WWE signed him, and so everybody knew that they're going to change his name because that's one of the things that WWE does. They want to make their own characters and also have the rights to them.
Right.
So his new name is Hideo Otami, and he said it was a hero of his. So I don't know if it's, as Steve Espinoza pointed out, I think it's after Hideo Nomo, the baseball player, but I'm not sure. But some other people I was reading online, it has a specific meaning in Japanese. But I was just glad it wasn't something super dumb.
Right.
Pick up sticks. So at least it means something. And he had a really cool debut where he kicked the crap out of these guys, and he's going to have a match next week. And I'm really excited about it because I've been watching him for a really long time on, YouTube and stuff.
Sweet.
It was funny. Brian came over. And I think that's when he realized how obsessed it was with wrestling. He took a shower. When he came out, I was watching Japanese wrestling on the computer. And he's like, wow, it really never stops, does it? I'm like, no.
That's awesome.
All right. So that's pretty much what I've been watching. Okay. Anything else? Not really.
All right, well, we red-boxed a movie called Bad Words.
Was that the one with Jason Bateman?
Yeah, written and directed by Jason Bateman. It was really good. Really not at all what I expected it to be like, but it was really good. It was really weird.
Yeah.
But really good. Because the basic premise is that he, exploits a loophole and enters the National Spelling Bee as an adult.
Yeah.
And it's really funny, but it's also it's very different than I thought, but it's really good. It's definitely worth a watch.
Cool.
So, that was fun. Like I said, we've been watching a lot of Fringe since we got those. We kind of just started back over since You want to like pick up, and we forgot where we left off, so we're like, we'll just start it from the beginning. But so it's been really like, it's, you know, it's kind of like one of those X-Files-y type shows. It's really creepy and stuff.
I was really into it, and then I forgot why, but I stopped watching. Oh, because there was like a break or something, and then I just never picked it back up.
Yeah, well, and
like,
once you fall behind.
Yeah, and I think that's what the big thing was. I fell behind, and then like I tried to watch an episode after the whole parallel universe thing happened. Like, so that's the last, that season where they first, like, I think that's where I last, like, because I remember the big season finale where she goes over and like the Twin Towers are still there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think that was where I left off. And then I tried to watch it again, and like, and with John, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
like, it's definitely, all of a sudden, like, certain characters, like, I was like, I don't know what's going on. I cannot follow this. I can't. I gotta. I guess this isn't one of those you can't just jump in.
No, this is not like Three's Company or something.
So yeah, all right. So you've been digging it.
Okay, so it's great, and we really enjoy it. And I knew we did. We just, you know, same kind of thing. We fell behind and then stopped watching because we didn't keep up. And now we've got them all, so it'll be easy to plow through it. But you know, it's got like a creepy vibe. Some of them are creepier than others. And one of my favorite jokes, I've always done this to Janelle, but like the menu music is like that real do 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 do, you know, kind of creepy music. Mm-hmm. And so I'll like, you know, she's getting ready for bed, and I'll, like, just pop on the menu and, like, leave the room. So she's laying in bed. Dude, it's like, Phil, stop it. So I'm messing around with her roommate.
Is that your story? Is this the story that you were talking about?
No, that's just the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So I'm messing around with her, you know, just trying to freak her out and stuff. And we're in the bedroom, and all of a sudden we hear, like, this, like, wailing coming from the other room. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It sounded like, I mean, like, it sounded like a ghost or something. We're like, oh, my gosh.
From what room? Wait, I need to...
Okay, from... It was Luke's room, it turned out. So we walk in. The kids, you know, of course, have been asleep. So we thought, because this is, like, late at night. But Luke is in his room. He's sitting up. Now, if you remember, picture Luke's room is right up against the big glass wall that goes out to the playroom.
Oh, God.
And he's sitting there in bed, and he's wailing with his eyes open. Going, ah, like he's scared. And he's pointing into the dark playroom through the window. And he's like, I'm scared of out there. I'm scared of the dark out there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it was, like, really creepy.
I would run out. And I would lose my freaking mind because I could picture this. Because that room is kind of scary.
It is really scary. And so I grabbed him, and I'm like, I let him go climb in with Audrey and Ben. And I went in. I asked him, like, what did you see? Did you see them? He's like, no, I'm scared of the dark out there. I'm scared of the dark. But I got, like, I was already, like, a little freaked out from the show, and that freaked me out.
I told you that was going to happen.
Dude.
That room, so he's not going to be able to sleep in there anymore.
I went through the entire house and flipped on every light. I peeked into, like, all the closets and stuff, because then I started thinking, I'm not really afraid of ghosts, but what if he saw someone, like, sneak into our house or something, and I just got all freaked out. I was, like, 45 minutes of me going around the house, like...
Did he say that he saw anything?
No, he just was pointing out there, saying, I'm scared of out there, I'm scared of the dark. Scared me to death. I mean, like, kids are so creepy.
Because it is freaky. There's that whole room that's empty and dark, and then it's like, you shouldn't have put his room there, man.
Well, I didn't build the house. That's just where it is.
It's a bad idea.
Someone's
not
going to
be able to
sleep
in there.
Well, anyway, obviously there was no one in the house, but oh my gosh. So I'm like, if you could have seen me, I was like,
I need some curtains to cover up that, like, door.
Well, we had some, and then, like, they fell down. We had to, like,
you need to put them back, because otherwise that's
If you could have seen me, though, like a grown man, everyone is asleep in the house, and I'm like tiptoeing down the hall, like peeking around corners really fast and pushing aside coats in the closets, because I was just so freaked I couldn't even, like, lay down.
Ugh.
But it's okay. Now there's nothing out here that I could find, so I think it's all right.
Kids are freaky, dude. Ugh.
Oh, and then to top it off, at night, we have a motion sensor light out the back window right outside the playroom. And when our air conditioning kicks on, sometimes it'll, like, shake the house a little bit and it makes the light pop on because the unit's, like, outside right above it on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I'm looking around, of course, the light pops on outside. So, you know, then I'm thinking, oh, someone's in the yard. But so anyway, Fringe is scary, but it's good. Like it. And then we've been watching a lot of DuckTales on DVD because it's fun. And we played, like, the game and then also watched the shows. And it's really good. But finally, this is the most important thing. I have been absolutely obsessed with What's My Line over the last few weeks. I think I talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, we talked about it last time.
Okay, it's become, like, a deeper obsession for a number of reasons. Did I talk to you about, like, the conspiracy aspect of it?
No.
Okay, very, very briefly, one of the the panelists on the show who was on it since the beginning, this lady named Dorothy Kilgallen.
Hold on. We got breaking news.
Breaking news? What?
Amazon just posted the new James Riley book that's coming out in January.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the final?
Story Thieves. Story Thieves. Okay, about so this.
Oh, dude.
That's so they can go in and out of books and stuff.
That's amazing. That book is going to be incredible.
Yeah. And the cover looks really cool. You can pre-order it now.
That's the guy, for those of you guys that forgot, we read his book on the book club, and we had him as an interviewee for one of our episodes.
Comes out January 20th.
That's really cool.
It's exciting. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. That's exciting. That's important. That's important news.
Yeah.
Okay, so this lady who was on the show for all this time, she was an investigative journalist. She wasn't really like a celebrity in the traditional sense, and she was like famous for like uncovering all these things and blah, blah, blah. She was actually one of the people that was like closely covering JFK's assassination. Mm-hmm. And she was like murdered a few hours after taping one of the shows because she had like been telling people that she had learned some crazy stuff and she was going to blow the whole case wide open. She'd interviewed
and
Jack
she
Ruby.
Was killed?
She was murdered. Yeah.
By who?
Well, we know it's unknown.
Whoa.
It was framed that it was a suicide, but it was like a crazy, like, everyone basically said like there's no way that was a suicide, but that's how the authorities like put it. But she had been going around saying that she was going to blow the lid off this case. She'd interviewed Jack Ruby and she talked to all these people, and like she was like deep in it, and then she was like bumped off. And
what if she was just crazy and she didn't kill herself?
No, because I mean it's possible, but if you see her on the show, she's really smart, and she's famous for having uncovered a bunch of other like crazy stuff. Like she was really good at what she did, so I don't know. It's pretty cool. And then there's also like it happened during the McCarthy trials, you know, like the whole Red Scare where they accuse everyone of being communists. You're familiar?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first panelists they had him on for a year, and he was actually accused of being a communist in the trials, and he was blacklisted from Hollywood, so they replaced him. And shortly thereafter, one of their surprise mystery guests was one of the senators who sat next to Joseph McCarthy during the trials and actually blacklisted him. And during that episode, you can see everyone's like kissing up to him and like, oh, you're amazing and you did so well on those trials and blah, blah, blah. And you can see them all like terrified that he's going to call them out for being like a communist or something. So,
oh my God.
Like the history of the show is just incredible, and I've been obsessively watching them all. It's incredible. So,
cool.
What's My Line? That's it.
Sounds exciting.
It is. Oh, it is.
All right.
What you got?
What do we got next? Oh, Netflix. I've still been watching a ton of Bob's Burgers. It's a great show.
Great show?
It's awesome. Love it. Love it so much.
All right.
That's it.
Video games?
I've been playing more WWE Supercard, and it's been all right.
All right.
And then I got the Super Smash Bros. Demo, and I played that all afternoon, and it's awesome.
I haven't.
I wish
it.
We got it. That's what I almost like. It makes me because you can. It has multiplayer, local multiplayer, and I'm like, oh, we gotta play. But it
could just come up here, I guess.
And then we could just play the one stage. Just
play it over and over,
over
again.
And over and over again.
No, it's cool. Like I said, I only got to play like one round, basically, but it is
super
fun.
Excited.
So remember, anyone out there that wants it, just got to share it. Share our page on Facebook and tag me or mention it to me or something, and you can have my extra code.
Yeah.
For freezies.
Freezies.
Yeah. All right, you ready for my Disney Magical World update?
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
97 stickers.
Dang.
I have three left.
Which ones do you have left?
I gotta catch. I have to grow the like the magical flower, the giant sunflower. Uh-huh. I have to catch a fish, like the magical fish or something.
Yeah.
And then what is the last one? Oh, and I have to make one of the legendary wands. And that's nice. It. But I also have like a bunch of furniture. I mean, like, I don't know if you saw all the Halloween stuff has come out. Lots of cool.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, tons of free. The whole town is decorated for Halloween. Lots of Nightmare Before Christmas stuff. Like, you can get all their furniture and costumes and stuff for Nightmare Before Christmas. There's a new downloadable stage. Like, you know, I think it's like a dollar or something that I paid for mm-hmm. it. But you can get a new stage and some new costumes and a lot of free stuff as well. So you should check it out.
Awesome.
Yes. So also been playing a lot of Legend of Zelda Wind Waker with the kids. We finally completed the Triforce. So we're at the end game now. And I beat DuckTales Remastered. And that was really fun too. So
you had a good experience with that?
I had a very good experience. There's still like some replay value because we haven't unlocked all the like hidden stuff. You can go back and play the levels and get higher scores to do that. But it's fun. It's really good. It looks amazing and the voice acting is cool. They got June Foray to come and do it. Like come back and record as Magicka da Spell, which is cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's really good.
Nice.
Yep. So... that's it for video games for me.
Awesome.
For now. You ready?
Yay!
Yay! You sound like you're falling asleep on the other end here.
I am falling asleep. So anything else exciting, Phil?
I think that...
we wrap up.
I think we should wrap it up.
Don't forget, we got that Smash Brothers contest. We got the regular contest. Best of your favorite Radio Brendo Man moment.
Send that in.
Go to BenviewNetwork.com for all your podcast needs. Lots of cool podcasts there. We'll be recording a new Popsicles this weekend. And got Matt and Brendo's wrestling show. What's going on the Pillage Cast front?
I got to bug Josh again. I know Josh wants to do more, but he's got extra damage. And Rachel's been doing all kinds of cool stuff with...
Well, the band, they've been pretty busy.
So, I think we'll do it at some point, but it's more when Josh is able to do it because he's a busy fella. I have a tough schedule too, but I'm usually able to do something. But we'll see. We'll get it happening. I got one Brack strip up this week. I have another one that I'm almost done with, but I also have an interview. I was going to post it this week, but it took the guy a while to get me a photo for it. So rather than throw it up on the weekend, I'm going to do it next week in the middle of the week. But I got the interview all ready to go. So we got some Brax action happening as well.
Awesome.
Yes. And I think that's all for me.
It's all for you?
That's all for me.
We got BraxComics.com.
Yep.
Didn't you say you had an interview?
I did. I just said those words to you. You obviously weren't paying attention.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. But yes, the interview is posting next week. So
okay.
It took him a while. I just told you, but I'll tell you again.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I heard that.
No, it took me a while to send a picture, and I didn't want to like throw it up on the weekend. I wanted to have a midweek one. So
I haven't had an interview in like 2 years.
No, I did one earlier this year. Remember Gary Murray? We had it. I did a.
Oh yeah.
I also did a review of his album. So they're not as frequent as they once were, but you know, it's happening slowly but surely.
Well, we had a big project that we just finished. So
yes, we did. It's very exciting.
I feel that's like my one highlight of this week was finishing that.
Yeah. Okay, we could at least say a little bit about it, and like without going into any detail, at least what the nature of it is.
We wrote a pilot.
We wrote a pilot for a television show. And
because we have some production interest.
And it's really, I think, I'm really excited. We found through like the process of writing it that I think we're really, like a really good writing team.
We are a good writing team.
I mean.
Pretty great.
It's it went like so fast, and it I don't know, just throwing it back and forth the way that we did it, like our system I think worked really well. And yeah, we each have strengths, like things that we do really well that like complement each other.
We wrote a pilot.
So yeah, we wrote a pilot show. And I think it's really good.
I agree.
So we'll kind of keep you posted on that, but the details behind it are kind of hush hush at the moment, but
well, it's all still kind of
it's up to in the be air.
Determined.
It's to be determined, but there's some interesting prospects, we'll just say. So
yep.
One way or another, I'm very proud of it. And
it's cool to actually finish something like a writing project, especially since I have so many unfinished writing projects.
Yeah, and
nice when you actually finish something. And
yeah, it's ready to go, and we could show it to anyone right now. It's not like there's a lot of things I've gotten a lot of work into, but have never like.
But this is like a complete finished thing.
Yeah,
it's ready to go, polished.
It's cool. I've shown it to just a couple like family members and gotten very positive responses, and I like it. So I'd watch it. I'd want to watch it.
They didn't call me a hack.
No, not at all. No, it's cool. I mean, I think one of the strengths that like you definitely have brought to it is the like your dialogue. Like I think I've like framed some of the scenes pretty well, but then like you actually make them real with the dialogue, like. I don't know. It's cool.
All those hours of watching teen melodramas.
Yeah, I guess so.
Finally worth something.
It was all just research. If only you could have known, you could have claimed that earlier.
I've always been claiming that.
So, yeah, it's good. I'm really excited about it.
Series, you're all going to be like, oh, I'm glad he did all that.
That's right. So.
All right.
Cool.
I think we've covered everything. I think Steve's asleep.
Yeah, I think he actually typed snore a while ago. I think that means he's tired. Not that he's bored with what we're saying, I hope.
No, now he's awake.
Oh, okay, that's good. We woke him up there. That's okay. We understand.
Well,
it's late.
I'm not tired, per se. I'm just, like, zonked. Because I did sleep for, like, 4 hours in the afternoon.
Well, that'll
mess you up. So I'm probably going to, like, go get some snacks and then probably watch WWE Network for another, like, 3 hours and then go to sleep.
That sounds good. Oh, see? Now
you're maybe play some Smash Brothers demo.
That's good. I'm probably going to fall asleep playing Scrabble on my phone. That's about what I got left in me.
Yeah, man. Kalisto is doing the lucha.
All right. Well, what is this? 130? You said 136?
Yeah.
136. Spectacular.
It's a lot of episodes. What are we going to call this one, Phil?
Demo time?
What? Demo time?
I don't know. I have no idea. You should call it 97 stickers and counting.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. I don't know. It's going to have to be up to you at this point.
All right, I'll figure something
out. You get something good.
No, I won't.
Josh, just call it Josh Almost Has an Accident. He'll like that.
Josh, I should call it Josh Thinks Xbox is going to sell well in Japan. Josh thinks Japan is important for Xbox sales. So every time he sees it, he'll flip out.
That would be good. Yeah, you should do something to give Josh an extra hard time, whatever it is.
All right,
that's a good plan.
I'll consider it.
Good plan. Okay. I love that like convinced that I was really trying to get him.
I don't think he really was. It's just an ongoing thing with you guys.
That's good. We like to antagonize each other. All right.
Because you're buddies.
Oh, friends who yell at each other.
We yell at each other all the time.
It took my brother Matthew a long time to understand the way that I related to friends. Because he'd hang out with you and me or other people. And we're all just yelling at each other. And he's like, why are you guys so mad at each other? I'm like, that's just how we talk to each other. We're getting an argument about a movie or TV show or something. He's like, oh, don't fight. I'm like, we're not fighting. That's how we talk. Josh doesn't feel comfortable if he's not arguing with someone, I don't think.
That's like Josh like has to. I think that's how Josh and I bonded, yeah. Is arguing about stuff.
So, you know. Anyway. All right.
Anyway. I think we're good.
All right. Cool. Thanks for listening, everyone. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Tune in next time for more of the same.
And some different.
And maybe some difference. All right. Phil, go get those last three stickers.
All right. I'm on it.
What are you going to do after that?
I'll play Pokemon again, I guess.
Pokemon. Yeah, because you can play that for free. For all the time, because I'm trying to figure out how I'm ever going to catch them all, and I don't know how I'm going to catch them all.
It's in the title, right? I mean, or at least the tagline. You've got to.
Got to catch them all. I got Mewtwo. That was a big deal.
Oh. It's pretty good. All right.
Took me a while. It's tricky.
Episode 136.
136 in the can. Everybody have a good one. Wait, I already... Oh, crap. I screwed that all up.
Everybody already have a good one.
I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Let's try that again. For Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody. Or if you have already had a good one...
Keep having it.
Have an even better one.
Podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.